Driver of the number 7 Acura for Team Penske, Ricky Taylor, joins us on the hotline. Ricky, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us here this morning. First off, I want to talk about a lot of teams are currently up at Mid-Ohio testing as they get ready for the Acura Challenge at Mid-Ohio. Are you guys one of those teams up there testing this week?
No, we don't do any testing this year. We did quite a bit last year.
Well, if you're going off of last year, everything looked great then. Maybe you just don't need the testing and you go back there and dominate again.
That track suits our car pretty well, so we picked a couple other places for this year.
I was going to ask you actually a little bit about the beginning part of the season, because you guys have been on the podium 2 out of the first 3 races. Starts the season off with 2 marathons, and then you come up back-to-back short, almost sprint-type races. What's the preparation like the beginning part of the season, and then as you get into the shorter races, middle portion of the year?
We're really happy with the way the season's gone so far. To get through the first 3, 24 hours, 12 hours, and a street course, where really things can go wrong in those 3, to get through and be 2 points out of the championship lead, we're really happy with that. And then now we settle in for the kind of the meat of the season, where we go to proper road courses like Mid-Ohio, Watkins Glen, Road America, and then we can kind of really build the rest of the season. But we have a good foundation now, so now we can go racing, get aggressive, attack, and really work towards the championship.
Well, obviously, coming up next race is at Mid-Ohio May 5th. And last year, a just dominating performance by Team Penske, you and Elio Castroneves in that Acura. I've got to wonder, what is it like for you guys to win in a race that's sponsored by the vehicle you guys driven in the backyard of Acura? How much does that mean to the team?
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure, to be honest, at first. But it's really a great privilege to drive for a great manufacturer like Acura, who builds all the NSXs right there in Ohio. So we went to visit the facility, meet some of the people that are hands-on out there, and that go into making the vehicles that they sell on the road. And so to see that and then go race the racing version on the racetrack and be able to win in front of them, I think was a great fit. And Acura sponsored the event as well, so just a great weekend and great timing for the team for us to get our first win.
Now, as you get ready for Mid-Ohio here in a couple weeks, I've heard a lot of drivers describe this as basically, if you compare it to maybe NASCAR style racing, it's almost like a short track style race. It's compact, it's tight, and you can get a little physical there. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. I was just watching the race on TV yesterday, and there's definitely quite a bit of contact. And the hard thing about it is Mid-Ohio is such a flowing, great racetrack, and it's one of the most fun to drive as a driver, but it's very busy. And when we go there, it's one of the races of the season where all the classes of cars will be on track. So we have GTD, GTLM, we have prototypes, and so there's really a lot going on. There's a lot of cars on track, a lot of overtaking, and being just a 2 hours and 45 minute race, everybody's incentivized to kind of take a little bit of risk and put their nose in places and get aggressive. So I think it's a great show for the fans. And even though I knew how it ended, watching the race yesterday, I was glued to the TV.
Now, I had somebody ask me the other day, Ricky, that they're not the super fans of IMSA and sports car racing, and they asked me, they were like, well, these guys drive as teams. How do they choose who's going to start the race?
Yeah, it's kind of different if you ask any different team. But for us, normally we go by the team manager or the engineer will normally ask each driver their preference, how they feel that track, what they like, and how they feel about qualifying versus the race. And depending on what the driver says, how the engineer feels with the way that the race goes, and then maybe the team manager has the final say. But depending on those 3 sort of variables, they'll decide who's going to qualify and start. And then once you do decide who's going to qualify, start, and then who's going to finish, you normally run the weekend to either set the car up for qualifying with the qualifying driver, so you put a lot of the practice work on that guy in preparation for qualifying, maybe with some extra new tires, maybe to make the car a bit more aggressive and edgy. And then you do a lot of work with the finishing driver to work on a good race car and maybe set the car a little bit more up for him in the race situation, a car that's maybe a little bit nicer on the tires, a little bit more toned down and not quite so edgy. Maybe do some long runs and things like that.
Now, a lot of discussion goes in, obviously. Do you have, I mean, what is your personal preference, or does it depend on the track?
I think it's hard in sports car racing because I think every driver wants to do both. I think you want to qualify because that's the fastest time of the weekend, and you always want to be able to try and get the most out of the car. And the cars really feel great in qualifying, low fuel, new tires. So it's really exciting. There's a 15-minute session just to go as fast as you can. And so that's always really good track time as well because our weekends are pretty short. So it's always a great time to get some clean track. And then you also want to finish because you want to be the guy. You want to be the guy that's in the game at the end of the game when, you know, the game's on the line. So same thing in racing. You want to be the guy at the end because it's torture to sit there and watch. Although I have a great teammate in Elliott Castroneta who can do a great job, you also want to be in there, you know, fighting it out for the win. So for me, I've always loved qualifying. But last year in Mid-Ohio, Elliott got the pole. And I finished and we got the race. So that seemed to work pretty well. I think it would be hard to convince anybody to change that up. And I'm happy with that plan.
Seems like a good plan heading into here in a couple of weeks. Now, you were talking about how happy you guys have been with the start of the season. Now, obviously, the first three races have gone to Cadillac. Is the Acura where you guys want it, or is there just still a little bit more improvement to get back to victory lane?
Yeah, no, I think we're right where we want to be. I think the first three races are big variables for us. We improved on our results from last year at those three tracks, but I think the next few races really suit our car. And where the first three maybe weren't in our wheelhouse exactly, the next three we really should be fighting for wins. And I was looking at the point situation from last year, and the car that won the championship had about 84 points at this point in the season, and right now we have 90, and we're in second. So we're not in a bad position for the championship. I think we've gotten through our toughest part of the year, and now we can fight really hard and hopefully take advantage of a good couple of races for us.
Now, we're talking with Ricky Taylor, driver of the number 7 Acura for Team Penske Racing, as they get ready to prepare for Mid-Ohio coming up here in just over 2 weeks. Ricky, I want to ask you a little bit, and I'm sure you've been asked this a lot over the last couple of years. Your father, Wayne Taylor, you drove for him. That's where you really kind of got your start with and been around with your brother. But how much of a difference is it between racing for a family and then racing for a big name like Team Penske?
Yeah, I mean, no matter where you go, there's always going to be pressure. There's the pressure that you put on yourself. There's the pressure, you know, from the team sponsors, because no matter where you are, it takes a lot of money to go racing, and you're the guy that can mess it up. So you always feel a little bit of that pressure. And but the difference from a family team is what a lot of people don't realize is sometimes you put more pressure on yourself because the perception is that, you know, you don't deserve it. So sometimes you overdo it and you try and put more pressure on yourself to prove yourself. And so after getting an opportunity to go to Team Penske, it was a little bit of a relief. I was just thinking somebody's recognized me, not just as a team owner's son. And now I've kind of earned my job. Although I don't think my dad would have put me in the car had I not. But it's just a nice confirmation of what we've been doing. And then going to drive for a big team like Penske, then the pressure becomes, you know, you're in the best equipment, you know, you're in the best team. And if you're not winning, right up there fighting at the front, then there's not a lot of excuses to be made. So when you don't have a big team like Team Penske, it's definitely intense and there's definitely a lot of expectations.
And as you mentioned, you've got that expectations, you've got some of the pressure off, you've had championships, you've had wins, and you've been around some big names in the sport, obviously, with Elio and Max Angelelli over at your father's team, Michael Valiente, some of the big names that you've driven with. What is How do you go about approaching them when you guys are talking different parts of the racetrack, trying to break down an event? What are the discussions like with guys that have been around that long?
Yeah, I think, I mean, for me, that's been the greatest part of my career so far, is getting to drive with such fantastic teammates. And that's, I think, what makes sports car drivers so diverse and so multi-talented, really, is everybody's driven with lots of different people, so they pick up on a lot of different techniques. And so getting to drive with those experienced guys, Max has driven with, you know, 50-plus teammates, and same with Michael, and same with a lot of the teammates that I've gotten to drive with. And so they have so much knowledge and so many different tricks and ways to go about things and learn quickly, and whether it's car setup or learning a track or different things. They just have so much experience in all of those areas, and they've seen so many other teammates that have done things differently. And if you're willing to learn from them, then it's such a great tool. And, you know, you're in the same car, and so really the only variable is the driver. And so you can really pick up on lots of knowledge. And so each teammate you get to drive with sort of normally has a different tendency and a different specialty. And Max, as far as for me and my brother Jordan, Max was always a mentor for us and helped us a lot with, you know, the way that we went about a weekend, from everything from, you know, the mental side to the car setup to driving styles to saving tires and saving fuel, like everything that goes into it. He had a lot of advice for us, and that was invaluable for our kind of development at a young age.
It's always about having the right people in place, and you've had a lot of them around you. Obviously, and I want to mention one more thing about your dad, Wayne Taylor. He was inducted to the South African Hall of Fame last month. What did that mean for your family?
It was amazing. I mean, for me and Jordan, it was such a proud moment to see our dad up there. And although, you know, he was racing when we were growing up, I don't know if we really appreciated what he was doing. So to see him get recognized for his career and his accomplishments, obviously we knew what he'd done, but to see something in current day when we're kind of in the racing community now, was such a cool moment. And to go back to South Africa, where, you know, he grew up and all of his family is there still, was really an amazing experience to see him get recognized by the country. And to be alongside, you know, some of South Africa's greatest sportsmen and politicians and others was pretty cool. But I think the most interesting thing for me, or the best thing for me, was getting to see my grandma, my dad's mom, who never really got to see any of his success firsthand, because she never really came over to the States very much. She was able to attend the ceremony for him and celebrate him and actually be there, which was really, really cool.
Well, it's a great experience. A lot of us followed along with that when it happened. Ricky, you've got, a lot of great experience, a lot of fun watching you. I appreciate you taking the time today, and best of luck when you guys hit the track here in Mid-Ohio, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
That's Ricky Taylor, driver of the number 7 Acura for Team Penske, as they get prepared to hit the track in Mid-Ohio. Their Acura Sports Car Challenge kicks off May 3rd through the 5th. So head out, tickets available, head over to midohio.com.